Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the April 16th, 2020 meeting of the Upper Marion Township Board of Supervisors. It is 7:45 p.m. Please join me in a Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
We'll begin with roll call, starting on my far right.
Greg Phillips.
Greg Blacks.
Bill Genoway.
Carol Kenny.
Tina Brazillo.
Tony Hamaday, Township Manager.
And Mr. McGrory, our solicitor. Our solicitor is here by phone this evening. Under Chairman's comments this evening, we're a little delayed this evening because of an executive session discussing personnel and litigation matters. And secondly, under comments, just to review the process for this evening, just as we did with our last meeting, we will be doing a review of all of the items on the agenda. After that, we will go item by item to review them. During that time, if you have any questions that you would like to have answered or comments that you would like to have made, you can submit them if you go to the Upper Marion Township website, to the My UMT location on the website, and you can submit your question through My UMT. If you would rather call, you can call 484-636-3930 and submit your question in that method. I will repeat that a couple more times before we get started. Also, if you are live streaming this, it should be live streamed on the UMT website, as well as on Comcast 22 and Verizon Channel 33. Again, if you had to go get a pencil for that phone number, it is 484-636-3930. 484-636-3930. With that, I will begin by reading the new business items for tonight's session. Item A is a resolution 2020-16 regarding Earth Day. Item B, resolution 2020-17, resolution for Arbor Day. C, resolution 2020-18, an authorization to sign PennDOT traffic signal permit application, TE-160, for the modification of traffic signal at the intersection of Church Road and Horizon Drive to permit the installation of two left turn yield on green signs for the left turning lane from Horizon onto East Church Road. Item D, resolution 2020-19. It's the authorization to sign a PennDOT traffic signal permit application, TE-160, for the modification of the traffic signal at the intersection of South Gulf Road and Upper Gulf Road and New Gulf Road to permit the installation of new traffic signals, pedestrian signals, preemption detection, cameras, and turn lane installations. Item E, a cooperative memorandum of agreement with PennDOT for the State Route 422 construction project, installation of closed-circuit TV cameras at the intersection of Valley Forge Road, State Route 23, and Valley Creek Road, State Route 252. Item F, authorization to advertise the 2020 Township Road Resurfacing Program bid. Item G, authorization to purchase capital equipment, a video conferencing equipment, an installation for the township and police conference rooms and supervisors boardroom for the amount of $31,996.66. Item H, a bid award for Water Pollution Control Center painting maintenance project, a contract for buildings and processing equipment at both the Trout Run and the Matsunk wastewater plants to G.C. Zarnas of Bethlehem, PA, in the amount of $1,104,540, as follows. The Trout Run Wastewater Plant, bid items 1 and 2, in the amount of 712,400 $424. Matt Sunk, Water Plant, bid items 7, 8, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21, in the amount of $429,381. Bid alternative A is to deduct for the Trout Run clarifier tank, stilling well, and agitator in the amount of $37,265. Item I is the King of Prussia Mall request to reduce the required impact fee payment in 2020 on the Memorandum of Understanding for police coverage due to the state-mandated closure of all non-essential businesses during the COVID-19 emergency declaration. Item J will be a discussion on the extension of timing for the township real estate tax discount rate. Item K, the township COVID-19 response policy, adoption of the township policy to comply with the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, providing for emergency paid sick leave and emergency family and medical leave. And item L, we will again discuss the status of and updates on township items that are actually functioning and anything that may be closed. So with that, we will now go through item by item. Again, you have the opportunity to use MyUMT to submit a question or comment, or you can call 484-636-3930. 484-636-3930. So item A on new business is resolution number 2020-16, a resolution regarding Earth Day, and I will ask Vice Chair Kenny to read that. You can probably stay there tonight. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Chairman Jenneway. Before I read the resolution, I just want to make a remark that in spite of the fact that we are living through very frightening times with the coronavirus, with all of its implications and really terrible terrible results for many, many lives and many, many families, there is one small ray of good news, and it's the fact that the Earth seems to be having some good effects in terms of our environment, our air quality, lowering of emissions from cars, and lower gas prices. Certainly not something that we looked for, especially not at the cost that it's coming to us. But that is one bright light that we can see from the fact that people are driving less. And the bad news is that industries have closed temporarily. But the good news about that is that the emissions have been lessened. And there is a city in India, I don't remember the name, but I saw that for the first time in 20, 30, 40 years, they can see the Himalayas from that city in India because there's less air pollution. And one good thing about air pollution is that it does help people's breathing, people with asthma, people with lung problems, COPD, emphysema. That is something that we can at least be happy for the very small improvements that we see in our lives from that aspect only. So with that said, I'll read resolution number 2020-16. Whereas the water, land, air, and wildlife of Upper Merion Township are precious and in need of care and protection, and the residents of Upper Merion Township care deeply about our environment. And whereas each April, Earth Day is celebrated in our community, our state, our nation, and the world over, and that this is the only holiday in the history of the world that has no national or religious borders, and that Earth Day is celebrated in order to focus our attention on our fragile environment, to reduce toxicity and trash, to reuse containers, to repair what is broken, and to recycle as much as possible, including buying products with recycled materials. And whereas the Board of Supervisors regards protection of open space as an important goal, preserving and conserving land for future generations, And whereas clean indoor air is not only a privilege but an important right for children and adults. Whereas we remember the words of President John F. Kennedy, it is our task in our time and our generation to hand down undiminished to those who come after us, as was handed down to us by those who went before, the natural wealth and beauty which is ours. And whereas we remember the words of President Theodore Roosevelt, the conservation of natural resources is the fundamental problem. Unless we solve that problem, it will avail us little to solve all others. Whereas this year especially, the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, when the country and the world is dealing with a global health crisis that has changed the fabric of our daily way of life, that we do everything in our power to protect our natural life support systems that make our world habitable. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Supervisors proclaims April 22nd, 2020, Earth Day in Upper Merion Township. As a result of the disaster declaration issued by the Governor of Pennsylvania in response to the COVID-19 epidemic, the Board of Supervisors urge residents and organizations to observe Earth Day virtually, participate in a digital Earth Day event, and when appropriate, to participate in a cleanup project, to plant trees, to conserve energy, and in all ways demonstrate a greater care for the environment, now more than ever. Resolved this 16th day of April, 2020, by the Board of Supervisors of Upper Merion Township. Thank you. And just a side note, I cannot believe I was at the first Earth Day in college. Cannot believe that it was 50 years ago. Time flies so quickly.
Thank you, Vice Chair Kenny. The next item is Resolution 2020-17 regarding Arbor Day, and I will ask Supervisor Garzillo to read that one.
Thank you, Chairman Genoway. Before I read the resolution, I wanted to just make comments about the willow oaks that we were handing out over at Hoyser Park at the compost pile. If anyone has any questions about how to plant them, how to care for them, please reach out to someone from Shade Tree Commission, and we'd happily help guide you with how to plant it properly, how to care for it, et cetera. So now I'll read the resolution. Resolution number 2020-17. Whereas the state legislature has adopted an act designating the last Friday in April as Arbor Day, and whereas is the purpose of the designation of this day throughout the nation to encourage the planting of shade and forest trees, the harvesting of our forest crops by approved conservation methods, and the protection of our forest from fires, insects, and diseases that destroy the beauty and usefulness of our woodlands, as well as our wildlife, and whereas trees in our township increase property value, enhance the economic vitality of business areas, and beautify our community, and whereas trees, wherever they are planted, are a source of joy and spiritual renewal, and now, therefore, the Board of Supervisors of Upper Merion Township hereby proclaim Friday, the 24th day of April, 2020, as Arbor Day. As a result of the disaster declaration issued by the Governor of Pennsylvania in response to the COVID-19 epidemic, the Board of Supervisors urge residents to observe Arbor Day virtually and, when appropriate, considering planting of one or more trees on their property to gladden the hearts and promote the well-being of present and future generations. A township-sponsored tree planting event to celebrate Arbor Day 2020 will be scheduled at a later date. Resolved the 16th day of April, 2020, by the Board of Supervisors of Upper Merion Township. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Garzillo. At this time, I'd entertain a motion from the board to accept both of these resolutions.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
And I will second.
Motion by Supervisor Phillips, second by Supervisor Garzillo to adopt these two resolutions. Are there any questions or comments?
I have one question. In the resolution that I just read, it says that clean indoor air is not only a privilege but an important right for children and adults. Should that have been outdoor air, or was indoor air meant?
Indoor was in the
the board has previously adopted.
It really should be both.
It could be both, yeah.
Yeah. Could we amend that to say clean indoor and outdoor air?
Okay. Friendly amendment?
Okay.
Okay. We'll still keep the motion and the second? Okay. Any other comments or questions? Anything from the public? Mr. Hamaday, anything from the public on that?
Nothing.
Okay. In that case, all in favor of adopting these two resolutions, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And we have adopted the Earth and Arbor Days resolutions. Item C, resolution 2020-16 is authorization to sign the PennDOT traffic signal permit application for the modification of the traffic signal at the intersection of Church and Horizon to permit the installation of two left turn yield on green signs for the left turning lane from Horizon Drive onto East Church Road. I think someone's trying to do a tongue twister here. This is a routine equipment upgrading, correct, Mr. Hamaday?
Yes. Quick and short of it is, when Verizon Drive hits Church Road, it's directly across from the exit drives of the company Elliott and Franz. So I guess there was some conflict with employees and vehicles coming out. So that'll now, that sign will go in. So people making a left from Horizon onto Church will have to yield if anything's coming, any vehicles coming out of Elliott and Franz. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you. Pleasure of the board.
I'll move to accept that resolution.
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Vice Chair Kenny and seconded by Supervisor Wax to adopt a resolution 2020-18. Any questions or comments from the board? Mr. Hamaday, anything from
Nothing
the public?
Nothing from the public.
That being said, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It passes 5-0. Item D, resolution 2020-19, authorization to sign PennDOT traffic signal permit application for the modification of the traffic signal at the intersection of South Gulf Road, Upper Gulf Road, and New Gulf Road to permit the installation of new traffic signals, pedestrian signage, preemption devices, cameras, and turn lane installations. Again, this is routine upgrading and expansion on that location. Anything else to add?
Nothing. The only thing, if everybody wants to know, it's the intersection at the Savona restaurant.
Okay. Pleasure.
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion by Supervisor Wax, second by Supervisor Phillips. Any questions or comments from the board? Mr. Hamaday, anything?
Nothing from the public.
Nothing from the public. In that case, all in favor of adopting resolution 2020-19, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes 5-0. Item E is a cooperative memorandum of agreement with PennDOT for the 422 construction project for installation of closed circuit television cameras at the intersection of Valley Forge Road and Valley Creek Road. And this is part of the 422 project for PennDOT. Pleasure of the board.
So moved to accept the.
I'll second that.
So I have a motion by Supervisor Phillips, second by Vice Chair Kenny. Any questions or comments? Mr. Hamaday, anything to add on this
one? No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, and nothing from the public?
No.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. The next item is the authorization to advertise the 2020 Township Road Resurfacing Program bid. This is for 2 years worth of liquid fuels tax funds. Mrs. Kenny is going to read the list momentarily, but it's important to note, if anybody wants to see this and doesn't catch this as we're talking about it, you can go on the website to public notices, bids, contracts, proposal, and you can read the list on there as well. Again, last year we did not use the liquid fuel tax funds because of an advertising conflict. That is the only reason. These funds cannot be spent on anything but road repairs and road maintenance. So we couldn't use it for anything else last year. Not that we would have, just rolled over to this year's. Now, we're going to do these road repairs this year, But next year, this will be driven by the amount of liquid fuel tax money that we receive. Given the current status of staying at home, and for the fact that it's probably going to continue for a little while, and there's much less driving going on, we're not going to see the liquid fuel tax income next year that we had this year. So that being said, Mrs. Kenny, would you like to read the roads that are going to be done?
Sure, I'll be happy to. I'm just unhappy that my own road in my little neighborhood, they are not on here. So that's all I'll say. I'm disappointed in that. Maybe later this year or maybe next year. The 2020 road improvement program for Mill and Overlay, Arden Road, Tyler, Monroe, and Garfield Roads, Barnes Avenue, Glenwood Road, and David Road, Hanson Road, Chapel Lane, and North Prince Frederick Street, Hidden Valley Road, Spring Ridge Road, and Robin Road, Jasper Road and Springdale, Beidler Brownlee Road, Sycamore Way and Patriot Road, Shoemaker Road and Kingswood Road. The last one is Brower Road. The ramp construction plans that are included in this as well, Chapel Lane and Hanson Road, Hanson Road and Valley Forge Road, Robin Road and North Henderson, Spring Ridge Road and Henderson Road, Hidden Valley Road and West Beidler Road, Springdale Road and Abrams Mill, Springdale Road and Sweetbriar Road, Springdale Road and Springdale Road and Reese Drive, Springdale Road and Jasper, Jasper Road and West Beidler, East Beidler Road and North Henderson, East Beidler and Roy Road, Brownlee Road and Valley Brook, Shoemaker Road and South Henderson, Shoemaker Road and Yerkes Road. And I noticed that a lot of them that are mentioned are also sections where the actual roads are going to be redone.
Yes.
With the milling and the overlay. And that's obviously not just a coincidence. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Pleasure of the board on this.
I'll move to accept the authorization.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion by Vice Chair Kenny, seconded by Supervisor Phillips to authorize the advertising for the 2020 Township Road Resurfacing Program. Any questions or comments from the board?
I have a question. I wondered if we could get any clarification on Brownlee Road with that road having a closure on it and the bridge repair that's anticipated. I was just curious if it's not affecting that area that's presently.
It won't. This piece of Brownlee will be done, and then when the bridge is completed, that piece, the remaining portion from the bridge down back to through Brownlee and Henderson will be done. Yes. And that one of the things we talked about was we're doing this now, or we will be restricting access to this new piece of road for construction equipment when we go to redo the bridge. So we won't tear this piece up. Yeah.
Thank you. Any other questions from the board? Anything from the public? Mr. Hamday?
Nothing, Mr. Nothing. Chairman.
Okay. In that case, all in favor of the authorization to advertise, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes 5-0. Next item is authorization to purchase capital equipment, video conferencing equipment, and installation for the Township Police Conference Rooms and the Supervisor's Board Room, the amount of $31,996.66. This is both for general operations as well as for emergency management. Mr. Hamaday, anything to add?
No. The funding for this will come out of the Township Contingency Funds, and this is in response so we can continue to operate depending on how long we're in this crisis.
And we will also hopefully put this on to our FEMA reimbursement
request. We absolutely will do that, yes.
So we'll look to at least seek some compensation from that. But this is necessary, and later I'm going to talk about the governor's the bill that the governor is going to be signing about expanding for teleconferencing and so on, and this will help in achieving that. So in that case, may I have a motion, please, from the board?
I'll move to authorize the purchase of the capital equipment for the video conferencing.
I'll second that.
So we have a motion from Vice Chair Kenny and a second from Supervisor Phillips to authorize this purchase. Any questions or comments from the members of the board?
A couple comments. Are we, in preparing the video conferencing for all these, are we using a particular conferencing system for video?
We are going to, we're going to utilize, and we've just had a subscription to WebEx. Because of some of the issues that we've seen out there with another type of, you know, video conferencing system.
Sure.
And again, WebEx is a Cisco project, and we're somewhat of a Cisco shop.
Sure. So. And will we have the bandwidth to be able to successfully carry that out if all of these were in use at the same time?
My understanding is yes.
Okay.
We've got enough subscriptions for that, so... and I apologize. IT did tell me the number. I think it's 1,000. You know, between all the subscriptions, we'll have 1,000 call-ins.
Right. Okay.
So we're also working on how to install some type of video conferencing, if possible, in the board in this room. I'm sorry, Freedom Hall.
But we have the actual bandwidth that Comcast or whoever that's really what I'm asking about.
We have been, and I have to say we have been experiencing some slowness. But tonight I've seen it, you know, just on trying to look at the stream. But IT does tell me we'll be able to do simultaneous conferences.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah.
Anything else? Yeah. Questions or comments? Anything, Mr. Hamaday, from the public?
Nothing, Mr. Chairman.
Nothing. In that case, all in favor of this purchase, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes 5-0. Item H, bid award for Water Pollution Control Center painting maintenance project for buildings and processing equipment at Trout Run and Matsunk wastewater plants. This will go to G.C. Zarns of Bethlehem, PA, in amount of $1,104,540 as follows. Trout Run, bid items 1 and 2 in the amount of $712,424. And Matsunk, bid items 7, 8, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21 in the amount of $429,381. And bid alternate A is to deduct for the Trout Run clarifier tank, stilling well, and agitator in the amount of $37,265. These are routine maintenance requirements. They are also safety aspects that need to be done. These are essentially required for operations. If we didn't do them, high probability would receive citations for lack of maintenance and cleanliness of the wastewater plants. So this is a need to do item. With that, Mr. Hamaday, anything to add?
If the board is interested or anybody in the public, each of the items represent in the bid a specific piece of equipment. If the board wishes, I could go through those, but they're basically specialty coatings on each of the pieces of equipment, and each of those are items numbers 1 through. The Zarnas was the only bidder. The original project was estimated to be over $2 million. They scaled that back. UMSA, or Upper Marion Center and Sewer Authority, scaled it back a little bit, selected the most critical needs there, and then awarded to Zarnas. And again, these are specialty coatings, which the company it does.
Okay, thank you. Motion.
I will make a motion to approve the bid award.
I'll second.
So we have a motion from Supervisor Wax, seconded by Supervisor Garzillo, to accept the bid award for the Water Pollution Control Center painting maintenance project. Any questions or comments from the board?
Just one comment. When several of us had a tour of one of the sewer plants last July, it was a lovely odoriferous day. And what we were really impressed by with this tour was the cleanliness of the plant and the professionalism of all of our employees who work at that plant and also the other one, both Matsunk and I'm blanking on the name.
Trout Run.
Trout Run, thank you. We were at Trout Run, and it was just really impressive. This is just part of the reason why it is as good as it is, because it's very well kept and very well maintained and well run by our employees. So I'm happy to be voting to continue that that good track record.
Thank you. Any other comments from the board? Mr. Hamaday, anything?
Nothing from the public, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, in that case, all in favor of awarding this bid to G.C. Zerns of Bethlehem, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. The next item is the King of Prussia Mall request to reduce the required impact fee payment in 2020 for the Memorandum of Understanding for police coverage as a result of the state-mandated closure of all non-essential business during the COVID-19 emergency declaration. Pleasure of the board.
Move to accept the MOU and reduction of the required impact fees.
I will second.
We have a motion by Supervisor Phillips and second by Supervisor Wax to accept this request. Mr. Hamaday, any details to share?
Very quickly, I'm sure the board is familiar. The impact fee is roughly the cost of one half of a full-time police officer. It's about $55,000 a year or about $153 a day. This request starts from the day that the mall closed as a result of the order, so that's March 14th on, and then we'll prorate it as we go until the mall reopens or portions of the mall start to reopen.
Okay, thank you. So it's not for the year.
It's not for the
and
year.
It's not the total amount. It's basically as long
as
this
the mall
emergency
is
lasts.
Down, yeah.
But even if the mall comes back in segments, there would be some allocation that
yes.
will still be charged.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else from members of the board? Anything from the public on this?
Nothing, Mr. Nothing. Chairman.
In that favor, all in favor of accepting this request, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. The next is the extension of timing on the township real estate tax discount rate. So a couple of things about this. Back in mid-March, when there were first discussions about the idea of closures and stay at home and isolations and so on, there were some thoughts bantered around by this board about if this is going to happen, what are some of the impacts that might occur? And as we proceeded down that path and we started to talk about it over the course of the following 2 weeks, and when it seemed that we were definitely headed toward some type of stay-at-home order and mandates to that effect that would close a lot of the facilities in the township, and a lot of the people in the township would then have to work from home or lose their jobs or otherwise be adversely affected. We talked more intently about this being an option where we may have flexibility. About the same time, the county commissioners were looking at options that they had as well. And Commissioner Arkush, as chairman, had asked Commissioner Gale to reach out to the Montgomery County Association of Township Officials to see if there was interest in the local townships and boroughs to do something like this. Being the president of Mankato this year, I was the one who was approached, immediately contacted the executive director of Mankato, and we reached out to all of the member municipalities to gauge their temperature as to whether or not there was interest in doing this. It took about a week to gather that, in which time we found out there was. However, it was also very quickly identified by one township manager that we can't do it because it would be in conflict with state law. So reaching back out to the Board of Commissioners, the county commissioners, as well as reaching out to State Senator Leach and State Representative Briggs, we immediately got some action moving to see what could be done to better deal with this. As late as yesterday, there was passage of the same bill by both the House and the Senate that included language that will allow us to effectively allow the discount rate to carry forward until August 31st. The resolution I'm going to read in a couple of minutes essentially says that. However, I think it's important for you to understand that we couldn't do this in a vacuum. We had to wait until the state gave us the ability to do something like this, because there are a variety of impacts. And one of the ones being bantered around was, well, let's just push everything back 90 days. You can't do that for two reasons. Number one, if we did that, then all new tax notices would have to be sent out. That's a horrendous nightmare. We don't want to go through that with the general public. The second item is that that would now back us up to the school taxes, and we didn't want to do that either. So this is the most efficient alternative while still giving our residents something back in allowing you to pay at the discounted rate through August the 31st. So I first wanted to read this part of the authorizing legislation. And again, this is sitting on the governor's desk to be signed. It's my indication as of an hour ago, he will be signing it. However, there's an administrative item that has to be resolved. It's got nothing to do with this. I'm going to read from property tax relief. This is section 5713 under A, general rule. Notwithstanding any other law and subject to subsection B, a taxing district may, by majority vote of the taxing district's governing body, that would be this Board of Supervisors, do any of the following for the collection of a tax imposed on the assessed value of real property that would otherwise be due by December 31st, 2020. Collect the tax at the taxing district's prescribed discount rate, if any, no later than August 31st, 2020. Waive any fee or penalty otherwise associated with the late payment of the tax if paid in full by December 31st, 2020. Item B, resolution required. Any taxing district, Upper Marion Township, electing to exercise a power under subsection A shall do so by delivering a resolution, which I am about to read, of the governing body to the tax collector for the taxing district within 30 days of the effective date of this subsection. So with that, I will now read the resolution, and then I'll have my fellow supervisors comment if they choose to. So this is resolution 2020-20 for the 2020 Township Real Estate Tax Bill Extension. Whereas on March 8, 2020, a widespread outbreak of coronavirus, COVID-19, occurred, affecting the residents of Montgomery County, causing severe suffering to persons of Montgomery County, and has overwhelmed first responders, healthcare providers, and businesses within Montgomery County, necessitating the issuance of a disaster declaration by the Montgomery County Commissioners on March the 8th, 2020, and a stay-at-home order by the governor on March 23rd, 2020. And whereas the Board of Supervisors at their March 12, 2020 business meeting unanimously approved a disaster declaration in the township to combat COVID-19, and whereas the Pennsylvania Local Tax Collection Law, 72 PS 5511.1, grants to municipalities such as Upper Marion Township the authority to establish the rate of taxes and penalties on real estate taxes, including providing for the 2% discount for making payment of the whole amount thereof within 2 months after the date of the tax notice, and 10% penalty for those not making the payment of the tax due within 4 months of the date due of the tax notice. And whereas this requires the tax collectors to hold open in-person office hours in the period leading up to the end of the discount period, and whereas the given stay-at-home order issued by the governor in compliance with the law is both impractical and contrary to public health, as well as the financial burden now facing many residents as a result of COVID-19, and whereas the governor has signed into law, will sign into law, SB 841, providing a municipal taxing district the option to collect property taxes due by December 31st, 2020 at the prescribed discount rate through August 31st, 2020, or to waive any fee or penalty otherwise associated with a late payment if payment is made in full by December 31st, 2020. And whereas Upper Marion Township recognizes the need to adopt those provisions permitted by SB 841 to provide necessary financial relief to property owners in the township during the COVID-19 crisis. Now, therefore, be it resolved that pursuant to SB 841, the supervisors of Upper Marion Township will accept the discount rate for the payment of 2020 Township real estate taxes until August 31st, 2020, and waives all penalty and interest associated with a late payment of 2020 Township real estate taxes if payment is made in full by December 31st, 2020, resolved the 16th day of April 2020. Any comments by members of the board?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Last news reported that I heard had 22 million unemployed. We know that a number of our folks are hurting. They are unemployed. This gives them an opportunity to delay payments certainly at a discount until August, but certainly to the end of the year. This will help their overall health, especially if they have not received their stimulus payment yet, and hopefully this will dissipate, this crisis will end, hopefully, so people can get back to work. So I think this is a really good thing for us to do, and I'll be voting for this.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mrs. Kenny?
For the sake of hopefully brevity, if I could translate the legalese that Chairman Genoway just read. Instead of going from three different payment amounts, which we all get on our bill, we are now have two different payment amounts. Either you pay with the discount, the 2% discount, between January 1st and August 31st, or you pay the regular full amount, no penalty, no discount, the full amount, the face value on your tax bill, from September 1st through December 31st, period. Yes? Okay, so there are just two. If you happen not to pay it by December 31st, correct me if I'm wrong, the penalty is then in force. If you do not pay by December 31st, then you go back to the 10% penalty this year's taxes.
Yes, okay. That's the way SB 841 is structured.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Just wanted to kind of cut through the legalese, and hopefully that makes sense to everyone. And I will also be voting in favor of this because it's the least I think we can do to help our residents to deal with the financial pressures of this time.
Anything else? I just want to make one other comment. When this first started, I immediately reached out as the president of Montgomery County Association of Township Officials, immediately reached out to Representative Briggs, because this at the time was being bantered in the House. And Representative Briggs was great in communicating back and forth, at least on a daily basis, the status, the intent, the expectations, the challenges. And once it passed the House, I immediately reached out, and Senator Leach told him we needed to get this moved through. He worked it through to make sure that the Senate came up with a bill that was going to be workable and could go back to the House for adoption. So kudos to those two gentlemen, because they really helped facilitate this process. There are a number of other items in this bill, which I'm not going to go through because they have no relationship to tax right now, but there are a number of other reliefs that are there that will benefit the general public as well. Mr. Hamady, do we have any comments from the public?
We have none, Mr. Chairman.
None. Okay. In that case, all in favor of adopting this extension of the township tax, this would be resolution 2020-20.
Mr. Chair, if I may jump in, have we done a motion on this?
I was just going to make the motion, the motion to approve the resolution.
I'll second it.
Okay, so motion by Supervisor Phillips, second by Supervisor Wax to adopt it. Any other questions, final questions? In that case, all in favor of adopting this, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0, and per the law, you will effect transfer of the resolution to the tax collector within the next 30 days, correct?
I will.
Okay. Thank you very much. That takes us to item K, Township COVID-19 Response Policy, adoption of the Township Policy to comply with the Families First
Coronavirus Response Act, providing for emergency paid sick leave and emergency family and medical leave. Mr. Hamaday, any comments on this?
Very quickly, you know, the township created this policy to comply with that. There's two big components to that. First, families first. One is the what we'll call that emergency sick leave as part of an individual having the need to do that, either coming down with the virus or caring for a family member. That's 80 hours. There's also the extension of benefits under the FMLA, which is an additional 12 weeks an employee can have as part of the families first. Just so the board knows, we are excluding first responders and essential employees, so they won't be covered under this. Most municipalities, you know, and cities are doing the same thing. They won't be affected by this policy. This will be for non-essentials and non-uniform.
Okay.
And again, this is only, these benefits only apply during the crisis.
Okay. Thank you. Pleasure of the board.
I move to approve this policy.
I'll second.
So I have a motion by Supervisor Phillips, seconded by Vice Chair Kenny, to adopt this policy regarding coronavirus. Any questions from the board? Mr. Hamaday, any questions from the public?
None, Mr. Chairman.
In that case, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. At this time, we're going to have some discussion on the public safety information. A couple of things will occur here. Chief Nolan is with us. I'm going to ask him to make some comments, give us an update on the status of the situation. Before we do that, though, I would like to run the video to make sure that everyone understands what's closed, what's open. Also, during that 7-minute period, if anyone has a question regarding what's closed, what's open, anything you'd like to have clarified, submit your question during that period, and we will answer it during the time period that Chief Nolan will be with us.
My fellow Upper Marion Township residents and visitors, these are challenging times. The governor of Pennsylvania has implemented increased efforts to contain the spread of the novel coronavirus, COVID-19. Given the dynamic situation, my fellow supervisors and I would like to update you on the changes in operations and how they may affect you in the days and weeks ahead. Our number one job as elected officials is to provide for the health, welfare, and safety of our community. We must, for the health, safety, and survival of all of us, follow the recommendations of our healthcare and legislative leadership. Therefore, Upper Marion is supporting and adhering to the governor's directive to stay at home to manage the spread of the disease, and only going out when it is essential for life-sustaining purposes, such as for food or medicine. We must all work to reduce community spread. To help achieve this, remember the guidelines provided by the CDC and our health partners to reduce your risk. Maintain a 6-foot distance from others. Avoid crowds. Cover your cough in your elbow, not in your hands. Wash your hands thoroughly and clean surfaces regularly. Work remotely if you can. If you're not feeling well, call your doctor's office first for proper pre-arrival guidance and possible use of telemedicine, but stay home. With regard to specific township activities, to comply with social distancing and ensure operational capability, the township is operating with adjusted staffing and hours. The most timely and efficient way to reach staff for a non-emergency issue is with the MyUMT portal. Your questions and concerns reach the appropriate person or department 24 hours a day. Please consider using this if appropriate. You can access the portal on our website at www.umtownship.org. Life-sustaining businesses are continuing to operate. Shelves are being restocked daily. Due to increased purchasing, there may be some limitations on the quantity of an item that you are looking for. Please remember your fellow community members. Do not hoard life-sustaining products. Take only what you need. Our police, fire, and emergency medical services are fully staffed and operational. No public events are permitted under the governor's order. Valley Forge Park is closed for recreational activities. All playgrounds within the township park system are closed. Fields are open, but tennis courts and basketball courts are closed, and no organized games or group activities of any size are permitted. Upper Merion Park and Rec staff and the Upper Merion Police will be monitoring activities and ordering groups to disperse. We encourage you to get outside and enjoy fresh air on a walk, run, or hike. But please ensure that you are not congregating in groups and still maintain social distance from others. The Rambler continues to operate, but may be modified in the near future. If you are a user or may be interested in using the Rambler, monitor UMGA TV or the Township website and social media for updates. The Township Library is closed. Online resources are available, and more information can be found on the Township website or social media pages. The Upper Merion Community Center remains closed. All monthly payments are temporarily suspended and will be reinstated when the Community Center reopens. Annual pass holders will be credited for time lost. Stay tuned to the Parks and Rec social media for virtual workouts, scavenger hunts, and more. The Upper Merion Senior Center is closed until further notice. The Farmers Market is suspended until April, consistent with neighboring community and social distancing requirements. All advisory board and commission meetings are canceled through April, except the Transportation Authority and the Utility Authority, which may be required to meet for bill payments. There will be no township workshops or meetings through April 10th. The township building is closed to the public, with the exception of the police lobby, the sewer payment drop-off, and the drive-up library drop-off box. The Board of Community Assistance grant application period has been extended to April 15. More information is available on the website. The Upper Merion Community Cupboard is open. For dates and times, visit their website at www.umacc.org. Last week, the Board of Supervisors extended the business tax filing and payment until June 1st. Filing will be accepted via mail. Sewer payments may be mailed or put into the drop box next to the cashier window in the Township building. With regard to infrastructure support, all vital systems and departments are continuing as necessary. Roads, code enforcement, public works, sewer, and so on. The Board of Supervisors would like to thank the Township Manager and our department heads for proactively developing internal contingency plans to ensure the continuity of operations and support of our Township residents. And we thank our Township employees as well for their flexibility and dedication in this challenging situation. While these restrictions are not easy ones to implement, they are critically necessary. Again, remember, we must all work to reduce community spread. Once again, remember the guidelines provided by the CDC and our health partners. Maintain a 6-foot social distance from others. Avoid crowds. Cover your cough in your elbow, not in your hands. Wash your hands and clean surfaces regularly. Work remotely if you can. If you're not feeling well, call your doctor's office before going for proper pre-arrival guidance and possible use of telemedicine. But stay home. Stay tuned to the regional television networks, UMGA TV, and our Upper Merion Township website and social media outlets for additional information. You can also follow COVID-19 updates from the county website at www.montcopa.org. This is a major challenge and inconvenience, but it is crucial to our health and safety that we work together to beat this enemy. Remember, the MyUMT portal reaches us 24 hours a day for your concerns, issues, service requests, or questions. Thank you. Stay safe and stay well.
Thank you, folks. A couple of things before I turn this over to Chief Nolan. First of all, effective Monday, there will be changes to the Rambler. If you use the Rambler, please have a mask. Be prepared with a mask. If you don't have a mask, you will not be permitted to ride. That is consistent with the new orders to have a mask when you are out in public. So that's number one. Secondly, there have been a variety of tasks that have been done by the township employees. Starting Monday, the township crews will be back out on the streets more than they have been. They'll be starting to do the spring activities they normally would do. So you may not have seen them up until this week very much, but get used to seeing them next week. The third item I would just mention is we only come to you every 2 weeks. However, there is no reason for us to come to you daily. As you see, there's not a lot of things for us to report on, but I can assure you that the township manager and I are in communication daily, sometimes multiple times each day. Sometimes we don't get off the phone or talk to each other all day long, depending upon the nature of the challenge. And the supervisors and I and the township manager are in constant dialogue as well during the week. In addition, Chief Nolan and I typically have a conversation probably once a day, some kind of communication back and forth, just to make sure that everything is running smooth and operations are going well. So at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Chief Nolan to give us an update on public safety.
Thank you. Good evening. I'll start with the police department and then go through fire and EMS. The police department continues to be fully staffed and operational at all levels. We are maintaining a sufficient amount of personal protective equipment. Again, a special thank you to our residents who are still donating N95 masks when they find them at home. And many have made homemade face coverings for us that we've been able to use as well. We received our second Decon fogging machine recently this week. This is a bigger machine. It's able to do rooms much quicker. We've been able to clean and sanitize a number of rooms in the police department this week based on that. I'd also like to send out a special thank you to our police dispatchers as we celebrate National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. Our dispatchers are often the first people that you talk to when you call for an emergency in what might be the biggest crisis of your life. They do a great job of being able to remain calm, and they calm the caller and get the necessary info and get the resources to where they need to be. And they are truly professional, so we're very proud of the police dispatchers that we have here at Upper Marion Township. Our fire department is fully staffed and fully operational as well. We had recently segregated operations between all four firehouses, separating EMS, our career staff firefighters, and our volunteer firefighters to make sure that we reduce any possibility of cross-contamination should anyone else become sick with the virus. All of our fire apparatus in the township was fogged and sanitized this week. That's every piece of apparatus in the township. For EMS, our medical providers continue to face a tremendous workload under very difficult conditions. To date, they have transported 30 patients to area hospitals that had COVID-19 symptoms. Each transport requires the personnel to put on personal protective equipment, deal with the patient, and after each transport, the ambulance needs to be deconned, which includes redraping the ambulance and fogging the ambulance with our sanitizing machine. So it is a lot of work each time. They're doing almost averaging one a day where they're doing this process. They come to work every day knowing that they will most likely be dealing with someone who is infected with this virus, and they continue to do a phenomenal job. Finally, I'd like to just touch on emergency management, and I mention our Deputy Emergency Management Coordinator, Corporal Blaine Lease, who does a tremendous amount of work during this crisis. He works a tremendous amount of hours, and he takes phone calls from me at all hours. And he's there to support our emergency management efforts for all of our first responders. And he's doing this with our emergency management division being down one employee from a long-term sick leave. So this workload is even more intense for him, and he's just doing a great job. So I wanted to mention him. He always has the goal of keeping our responders and our citizens safe. Finally, some updates on where we are in the township with our current numbers. We have 59 positive cases for COVID-19 as of today. Sadly, there are 4 deaths resulting from the virus. Our numbers overall do remain low compared with townships of similar populations. We continue to ask people to practice social distancing because we do feel that it is a major reason why we're able to keep our numbers relatively low. Governor Wolf has recently added a requirement that people wear masks or face coverings when they enter those life-sustaining businesses that have been able to remain open. And I would ask, rather than looking at this as a mandate from the governor, please look at it as a way to support the workers in these establishments. Many of these workers face great anxiety every day when they go to work at a pharmacy or a supermarket or a takeout food place. By the simple fact that you're wearing a mask, you're helping to reduce their anxiety and the threat of the virus that they might face. So please think about them and show a little kindness by wearing a mask as you move into these establishments this week. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Maybe a 30-second comment. Last night on TV, there were the news reports about the third eye glasses and that Upper Marion is going to be the first community in the United States to have the opportunity to use this military technology transfer product in EMS. Today, we were at the delivery demonstration to start with. Maybe a comment from you on this.
Yeah, so this, it's a great idea to bring military equipment and transition it into our first responders, and in a way that we can help to keep them safer, make their job much safer. We're looking at it right now on the EMS side of things, predominantly because of this COVID crisis. But as we saw today, this will have an impact on our law enforcement, our fire department, SWAT teams. We are going to be able to test it in all four of those arenas in the weeks to come, and then we will be giving feedback on where we need extra development on certain apps that will help to help our providers.
And where people may think, well, this is no different than a game, it's a lot different than a game.
Much more different than a game, and it's going to give much more feedback to our incident commanders to see what's going on in real time. On the EMS side, there's going to be a link directly to a doctor to see what the EMS provider is seeing in the back of that ambulance and able to also send out information to that EMS provider on the possible patient information that that hospital may already have for that patient from a previous visit.
So we will be receiving the actual products next week, and the training will be done next week. And if you see someone approach that has these weird glasses on or a little oversized glasses, you could think of it a little bit like an Elton John glasses that are a little bit oversized for him even. They're not intimidating at all, but extremely efficient.
Agreed. Yep.
Mr. Wax, you have a comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Nolan. I do want to take a moment now. I was going to do this in additional business, but I think this is an appropriate time to provide some additional information in regards to testing, because Montgomery County did release some new information over the past few days. I want to preface those remarks, and I am going to read a lot of it off, just by stating something that I think everybody in this room would agree with, and that is to take this very seriously. As Chief Nolan stated a few moments ago, there are over 50 people in Upper Marion Township who have tested positive. There have unfortunately been 4 deaths. I personally do know multiple people who have tested positive. I do personally know somebody whom my family has known for over 3 decades who passed away. So please, this is a very serious matter. It is not the flu. It is not just some passing bug. It is much more serious than that. What I'm about to read also can be found on the Monco PA website, which is moncopa.org. New drive-through COVID-19 testing site to open in Montgomery County. Starting today, a new drive-through testing location will open on the central campus of Montgomery County Community College in Whitpain Township. This site will provide self-swab COVID-19 testing by appointment only. Due to the limited number of tests available, tests will be reserved for high-risk individuals meeting one or more of the following 5 criteria. Persons of any age with symptoms of sudden illness, such as fever, cough, shortness of breath, loss of smell or taste, or gastrointestinal symptoms, such as nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, with or without fever, or 2, If you're a first responder, which includes law enforcement, fire, EMS, or dispatcher, and you are concerned for exposure to a patient with suspected COVID-19 or symptoms from any sudden illness with or without fever. 3, healthcare workers providing direct patient care and concern for exposure to a patient with suspected COVID-19 or symptoms of any sudden illness with or without a fever. Or 4, anyone with known or suspected direct contact to someone with COVID-19. Or 5, anyone who has been recommended by their doctor to get tested. Criteria may be relaxed or enhanced based on future availability of tests. The site will remain open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday as testing supplies allow. Registration for each day's appointments will begin at 8 a.m. each morning and will remain open until all available spots are filled. Individuals can register online at www.montcopa.org/COVID-19. I will repeat that. You can register by going to www.montcopa.org/COVID-19, or for people without access to the internet or email, you can register over the phone at 610-631-3000. That is 610-631-3000. Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Wax. Item 7 is accounts payable and payrolls. What's the pleasure of the board?
So move to pay the bills, please.
I'll second.
Motion by Supervisor Phillips, second by Supervisor Garzillo to pay the accounts payables and payroll. Any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hamaday, anything from the public?
Nothing, Mr. Chairman.
Nothing. In that case, all in favor of paying accounts payable and payroll, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes 5-0. Additional business. I have one item. The census. Appears that we have approximately 50% of the people from Upper Marion have submitted census information. It means 50% of you haven't. Please take the time. It takes about 10 minutes at most to fill it out online. If you do not have access to a computer, do not want to use a computer, would prefer someone else to do it for you, simply reach out to someone that has a computer and they'll put the information in for you. They just need your code. But please do this. It is critically important to all of us that we get the right number of residents in Upper Marion Township. It means political representation. It means funding. It means a variety of things. So please take the time to complete the census. With that, we'll start to my left. Mrs. Garzillo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The one thing that I wanted to mention, last meeting I had spoken about masks. I want to address that again. At this point, each of us has been either directly or indirectly affected by someone who has tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. The governor and the physician general, Dr. Levine, have passed a new directive that will go into effect this Sunday evening at 8 p.m. that anyone that goes into a public space must be wearing a mask. This is to protect the patron themselves going into a business and also the workers that are there. And this is just a united front that we can all have to show appreciation for workers that are at workplaces that are putting their lives at risk. Now that we can show solidarity and all of us can be creative with wearing masks that maybe if you don't have, like I have the surgical mask like this, if you don't have something like this, there's been all kinds of creative masks. Mr. Phillips has a bandana that he's been wearing, and all of us of the dais have our masks prepared for when we go out in public. So as I said, this coming Sunday at 8 p.m. is when the directive goes into effect. You will not be permitted to enter workplaces if you're not wearing a mask, so just be prepared. There's some places of business that will have masks available to you. And if if you know of someone who may not be getting the message or not watching this broadcast, please let them be aware of that. We don't want people going out in public that are going for some kind of necessity, medications or provisions that they need. They show up at a location and not permitted to enter because they don't have a mask. So please put the word out, let everyone know, and this is to protect all of us from this virus. And stay safe, stay well, stay sane. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Mrs. Kenny, anything? Nothing tonight? Mr. Wax, you're good? Mr. Phillips.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a number of items. First is, primary season has not left the state. It has just been delayed and moved back to June 2nd. And this year, you have two ways of voting by mail. The first is a mail-in ballot, and that is just a straight request. And of course, we have what we traditionally know as absentee ballots. So if you don't qualify for an absentee ballot, meaning you're going to be out of the municipality, you can always vote by mail. And then, of course, you have the in-person voting. So that those will be available, and hopefully this crisis will be lifted by then. The second thing is, we talked about video conferencing a little earlier today, which goes into my third thing. A lot of folks have been hurt by this crisis. They're out of work, but more so than that, they're subject to stay-home orders, and they're lonely. They're isolated. Video conferencing, whether you're using this thing here with FaceTime or Facebook or IMs or pick anything out there, Zoom comes to mind, or GoToMeeting, you can reach out to other folks, especially if they have computer issues. But if they don't have computers, call your grandparents, call your mom, especially if they don't know how to use the computer and get on so you can actually see people. It is a fact of life that our world is becoming more and more interconnected. And I will tell you that as an attorney, one of the things that I am sort of surprised at is our state court system has not made the transition to more telephonic video workings. And here in Montgomery County, we are very fortunate to have an electronic filing system, but we have nothing close to what the federal government has been using in terms of their federal courts. Video conferences are routine things. So what that means is many of our clients and many of your matters, if you're in the state court system, whether on the civil, criminal, or juvenile side, are just sitting fallow until we can get to a position where the courts will be opened up. And here in Montgomery County, the courts have just extended their emergency declaration to May 31st. I do anticipate that that's going to be continued, by the way. But all that says is many people are experiencing cabin fever. Please, please, please resist the urge to have your neighbors come over and party with you, even if you're standing outside. I know that people are very social. They want to have the interaction with other folks. But you're doing them and yourself a disservice, because if somebody is positive and they don't know it, you're going to get this. My final thought on the COVID crisis, and you heard Chairman Genoway speak about this in the presentation that was given to you, do not hoard necessary products. The fact that you go into a Giant or you go into an Acme and there are empty shelves means people are panicking. Don't panic. Do things that get the things you need to sustain yourself for the next week, and leave some stuff on the shelf. In fact, Giant has just come out with an ad saying, hey, look, take what you need, but leave stuff for other folks too. Because when you take and you hoard, you basically make it possible for the next person who really needs that product not to have anything. It surprises me that there is no bleach on the shelves. There is no wipes on the shelves. There is no toilet paper on many of the shelves, and the paper products are gone. So please think about your neighbors when you go shopping. Don't take the fifth pack of chicken that you really don't need, but you're just putting in your freezer for a rainy day. Other people could really use that meal and that food. And then finally, if you really got cabin fever, grow a victory garden. It seemed to have sustained our parents and our grandparents in years gone by. There's no reason why we can't be growing our own food in our own backyards and actually getting a little bit back to nature. It keeps you away from other folks, and maybe you and your family will connect over plants and groceries and, you know, growing good stuff to eat. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips. Mr. Hamaday, anything from the public?
No, Mr. Chair.
Mrs. Kenny.
Yeah. I just wanted to make one comment. Chairman Genoway is probably a little bit too humble to acknowledge this himself, but his part of the reason, or a very large part of the reason, that we have access to the smart glasses for our first responders, it's cutting edge technology, and the fact that our township is the first in the country to have it is due in no small part to Chairman Genoway's knowledge in the area of public safety. And I just want to give him the credit for knowing people who know people who can get things done. And thank Chief Nolan as well for all that he's done to work along with Chairman Genoway and to affect this really game-changing piece of technology. It'll help the victims, the patients. It'll help the first responders stay safe. And it's really a great thing that that Chairman Genoway has been able to get for us with his connections, with people he knew, who knew that this type of technology is out there. And like the GPS decades ago, that used to be proprietary secret knowledge because we were protecting ourselves from missiles from Soviet Union or China. And it finally wound its, you know, wended its way down to the GPSs that we all have today on our telephones. This is a piece of technology developed by the military, and it's now being used by us. And I want to thank you, Chairman Genoway.
Thank you, Mrs. Kenny. Appreciate that. The proof's in the pudding, though, so we have to make the pudding next week. last item is, I think all of us collectively want to throw a big thank you out there to the grocery store workers, the truck drivers, the people that are working in the fields, working in the food processing facilities, gas stations, hospitals, pharmacies, and of course our public safety personnel, police, fire, and EMS. While we're at home, those individuals are taking the brunt 8 hours a day, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days a week, sometimes 10 or 12 hours a day. They are taking the brunt of the potential exposure to this virus. And we just want to throw a big thank you out there to them, say that we appreciate what they're doing. Folks, as was mentioned a couple times tonight, social distancing is key. Wearing this mask is key. Staying home, if you don't have to go out for essential reasons, is key. We've got to stop this. We've got to stop it fast to be able to get back to some level of normalcy. So with that, until we meet again, let's stay safe and stay home. We have a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion, a second to adjourn. All in favor, say aye. Aye. Opposed? We stand adjourned until next time. Thank you.